The images from the state capitol were stunning. Phoenix police estimate more than 50,000 people, almost all dressed in red shirts, packed on the streets, many holding handmade signs and umbrellas to shield them from the sun. Mark Koss-Fillinger, a retired elementary school teacher from the Kyrene School District, told KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins that the massive turnout was proof of the challenges teachers have faced in Arizona.
Well, it's long past due, and it's quite extraordinary. I'm really fired up about this.
Susan Cormier, a current teacher in the Kyrene District, says she hopes legislators find a way to put more funding into public schools.
We need to look at the corporate tax credits that are given for tuition to private schools. We need to look at several other sources, but we don't need to take it away from the disadvantaged already.
While Governor Doug Ducey has pledged to increase teacher salaries by 20% by the year 2020, many teachers are concerned about where that money would come from. Sherry Schreck, an elementary school teacher in the Paradise Valley School District, spoke with KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Schreck says that pay bump wouldn't actually be that much for her because her district plans to split that money between teachers and all other staff.
Which will give us just a 2% raise. And along with the state retirement increase, and this year our health insurance, there is an increase in our premiums, we would walk away with very, very little.
Schreck, who's been a teacher for 3 decades, says she's actually making less money now than she did in 2003. So she marched, even though she knows the walkout is hard on her students.
They actually were crying in my classroom, my first and second graders, and they were very sad about it, the idea of not coming to school, and as we are very sad about it too.
But Trek said she feels a lot of support from her community.
The parents are phenomenal. We gave them all red signs. They're all in their cars.
Over in Tempe, away from the march, KJZZ's Mariana Dale saw some of that support for herself. She met Yesenia Andrade, a mother who believes in these teacher walkouts.
Statewide, nationwide, I support them.
Andrade was at the YMCA as she looked for activities to keep her 6-year-old son busy during the walkout. It would be a hardship for her family if the strike stretches on. But Andrade says her son understands how important this is.
A teacher is basically there with him 8 hours a day, and it takes a lot for them to stay motivated for the kids. And if there's no funds for them, or no funds for the school, no funds for the teacher, where's the inspiration? We all need to stand up for a voice. And if we need to do this to support the teachers, I got to do what I got to do.
What Arizona teachers feel they have to do is demonstrate for at least one more day. Meanwhile, the state Senate, which has not approved a school funding deal, has adjourned until Monday. In Phoenix, I'm Stina Sieg.